Hello, my name is Eneli Laurits and I am a district prosecutor from Estonia. And today I will be talking about challenges in collecting e-evidence in online grooming cases. I have been working as a district prosecutor in Estonia for 16 years now, and my main field has been crimes committed against children in the internet and cybercrime, and also everything connected to human trafficking. I also teach in several universities in Estonia. I teach digital evidence and IT law in Tartu University and technical universities. So today I will tell you a little about digital evidence. What's the theory behind it? Why it might be difficult to present this kind of evidence in court as evidence. And more specifically, we will dive into the challenges connected to collecting e-evidence in online grooming cases. This COVID period has created multiple problems and the increase in such crimes also. Children were forced to spend a lot of time in online in front of computers in their electronic devices, and also it was and is a very stressful time for their parents also, as they didn't have that much attention to children. And that's why it put a lot of children at much higher risk of being victims in such crimes. Therefore, there has been noted a significant increase in those crimes. And what it means that law enforcement, courts would have to also be able to effectively respond to that, to effectively show that they are also online and they can also provide and collect evidence in those crimes. So just to set the stage of today's lecture, a few introductory words that is already done. And now I will turn to a brief introduction of digital evidence. I will tell you what are the main problems in court, what could be raised as issues, and why is digital evidence so so different or considered to be different from physical evidence. And after that, as mentioned before, we will turn to online child grooming and the specificities of evidence collection in those crimes. Digital evidence is nothing new in court systems today. Most of the courts allow this kind of evidence to be presented, and they even recommend and encourage it. Because digital or electronic evidence, this could make the trials more speedy. This kind of evidence can be presented in a very wholesome way, and the trustworthiness of this kind of evidence is also quite easily it's also possible to check the trustworthiness of such evidence if you have enough knowledge to do that. So it is encouraged, and a lot of court systems are using this kinds of evidence already very heavily. Normally, if there is a dispute about an evidence or piece of evidence, the issues have to be specifically raised, and if the party raises a particular issue which is about digital evidence specifically, then this party has to also point out what exactly could be wrong with the evidence. It doesn't cut anymore just to say that digital evidence in an essence is something that we shouldn't trust. Always the problem or the issue has to be raised and argumented, because it's not a voodoo science anymore. Judges do allow digital or electronic evidence, and it's not untrustworthy to say at the very beginning. So the party who is seeking to rely on electronic evidence, this party may be required in court to show the authenticity of the evidence, and has to show, you know, the ways or the reasons how and why we can trust this piece of evidence. So all of the parties have to be ready to do that. So if not objected, then the piece of evidence is admissible almost automatically in court cases. However, in order to show that the evidence was collected following all the rules governing this kind of evidence collection, the party has to be ready to show all the steps of evidence collection. So the digital evidence, as physical or any kind of evidence presented in court, has to be obtained in compliance with existing legislation and best practices to be admissible in court. In many systems, the lack of existing legislation or the lack of best practices could be the problem, because if you don't have legislation supporting this kind of evidence, or you do not have best practices in place, and police officers are collecting this kind of information to their best knowledge, then it might result that the outcome is quite hectic, and therefore it might raise a lot of problems in court. So what one has to make sure that there is best practice guidelines which are followed by the law enforcement while gathering evidence. Not very many states or countries have their specific regulation for digital information collection. However, it is evident that one has to have a specific knowledge or education to gather this kind of evidence. Otherwise, you might delete or ruin this kind of the information you later on want to rely on in court. That's why it's recommended to have best practices in place or best practice guidelines, which ought to be followed by all law enforcement officials while gathering evidence. Another thing when presenting digital evidence in court, quite simple. It has to be complete, and it has to tell the whole story. Again, quite easy thing to understand, but mighty difficult to follow, because everyone who has come up with digital information collection has had the problem that there is just vast amounts of information. You have to collect or present in court evidence, but you can't present it in such an amount that is available during pre-trial investigation. So how to frame it, how to select the most important part so that the evidence would still be complete and tell the whole story, that's the issue that law enforcement should be able to solve. Because it would be unimaginable if a party would present in court all the digital information that they could get hold of and present it as evidence. It's not. So And naturally, all digital information which later on is presented in court and claimed to be evidence in a case must be collected, handled, and analyzed in a way which does not cause any doubt about its veracity. And this is where also all kinds of guidelines, best practices would come in hand, right? Because you can't have these kinds of procedures written in law, as this changes really quickly, all this that surrounds digital evidence collection. Programs they change, techniques they change, we get more knowledge every day, and this can't be reflected in law. It has to be detailedly written in various good practice guidelines. And the last thing, this digital evidence, this vast amount of information that we present in court, it has to be understandable for a judge. Otherwise, it's no point in that. And this is also something that law enforcement and prosecutors later on in court will have to struggle with, because lots of countries, they have invested a lot to have specialized cybercrime units. They have cybercrime investigators. They have IT specialists working in cybercrime units. They even might have cybercrime prosecutors, someone who is really educated in IT world. But it's not that common that we have that kind of judges. So the prosecutor has a really difficult task. You have to make everything understandable for the judge. Otherwise, it's a silent voice in courtroom. So the vast and very technical digital information that is presented as evidence has to be explained by a knowledgeable prosecutor. And this is a challenge of law enforcement also, which has to be overcome. But what to keep in mind when deciding on admissibility, and when going to collect digital information, which is later on planned to be presented in court as evidence. First, digital evidence, it's latent. It's like fingerprints or DNA evidence. You need special education. You need special techniques to understand it, to know where to look for it, to know what you're looking for is really evidence. That is why we very often use IT specialists when going on searches, when looking through devices. This is very common in these kinds of crimes. A very difficult thing for lawyers to overcome in court also, the fact that digital information crosses jurisdictional borders quickly and easily. This is something that creates major problems in court, as we, the lawyers, need everything to be in our jurisdiction. It has to be domestic. We can't go and collect evidence from another country. But what is there to do if in small Estonia, 99% of citizens use Gmail accounts to pass information between themselves? This is US territory. How to overcome it when most of our domestic crimes have an international aspect to it, and the international touch is only the fact that almost everyone is using Gmail or Facebook in their communications. Our warrants, our legal documents, they do not cross borders quickly and nor easily. So this fact, of course, makes it quite difficult to collect evidence. And these jurisdictional problems are to be overcome, because in court, One of the first questions would be, is it admissible? Was it collected in our domestic jurisdiction, or did we collect it ruining the principles of evidence collection? Did we trespass the other country's territory? Of course, there are friendly countries who might say that, go ahead, we don't mind. But there are countries that specifically would mind. For example, there are big countries that are not members of Cybercrime Convention. It wouldn't be obvious that we could trespass their territory and gather evidence needed in our domestic criminal procedure. So this is definitely something to consider for all parties in criminal procedure. Another characteristic for digital evidence, which definitely makes it more difficult to invest or to collect evidence, is that the fact that it is easily altered, damaged, or destroyed. And the mere fact that this all could happen during the normal course or process of evidence collection is something that really scares off investigators. Even when you are shutting down the device, some of the information is altered, some of the information is damaged or destroyed. So one has to really think through all the actions taken so that the evidence that is later on needed isn't destroyed, because it's normally it's quite difficult to get it back. And digital information, of course, it's time sensitive. It could be overwritten, it could be deleted very easily, very quickly. There are different kinds of laws that we need to keep in mind with data retention and so on. So and in many cases, collecting digital evidence would need international cooperation, and this also takes time. So the time is always a very critical issue when we consider digital information collection in criminal procedure.